James, just tell us a little bit about your website before we get stuck into this.
Okay, so the website and the campaign as its entirety, we started in May 2014. The Against League Free refers to the original proposals that Greg Dyke tabled revolving Premier League B teams. But since last night, we've been discussing with campaign support on supporters' views of the proposals that have been tabled. We've been trying to find out what supporters think about it. So all the historical data from everything that we've done is on the website. We're mainly a Twitter-based campaign. So it sort of hit me as well, 6 o'clock when I was leaving work last night, as you said, you've heard on the show. I left work, my phone started going absolutely ballistic with these proposals, so I've spent probably the last 12 hours or so looking into them and researching and seeing what supporters think.
And how do you feel about this? I mean, it is a really interesting proposal in a way. It would, you know, kind of make things maybe a little neater with a set of leagues of 20 teams, but they say it's potentially going to be beneficial for fans who, you know, won't have to travel long distances midweek. But what's the vibe you're getting from fans with this proposal? It seems that a lot aren't happy with it.
I mean, the vibe that we've got, I've got the results of our survey here in front of us currently as they are. We've been told by 61% of just shy of 900 individuals that they strongly disagree with the plans.
Wow.
In their current format, and I think it's just over 76% that generally disagree. The problem with the proposals, as I see, as they were released yesterday, they cover a really broad range of problems and attempted solutions. They try to address commercial concerns. They try to address fixture congestion. They try to address travelling, things like that. So what the Football League have tried to do is come out with this really broad range of measures that's just confused absolutely everyone. Now, I mean, we as a campaign, we're not necessarily against the league restructure. We're certainly against B teams in any form of competition that mixes with first teams. But we're not necessarily against the idea of a league restructure. But what we've been told by the people who've been engaging with our campaign is that these proposals aren't right in their current format. And again, we've been told by campaign support they're not necessarily against the league restructure, but the way that the proposals have come out and what they currently suggest, I think a lot of the correspondence that we're receiving suggests that at the minute it's not quite right.
It seems that they're trying to push the benefits of this change. They're saying that they're going to ensure more games are played on weekends and bank holidays, removing fixture congestion, as we've already mentioned, a lot of different clashes, making clubs make more money, which is what they're trying to do, and also keeping player finals on the last weekend of a domestic season instead of kind of moving everything around and keeping shifting dates all over the places. You know, we know over the past few weeks, obviously a lot of Yorkshire sides involved in the playoff games, and you know, obviously we've got an All Yorkshire Championship playoff final, potentially an All Yorkshire League One playoff final. They say it's for the benefit of all. It may seem like a good benefit on the surface, but is this something that's, could it really work?
Well, again, going back to what the correspondence that we've received and what we've been told, the main concern amongst the wealth of proposals that have been tabled is the loss of four home games for current Championship, League One and League Two teams. That has been the real standout sort of point that's been made to us. I mean, you've been speaking to Mark Lawn. He's mentioned that he doesn't think the loss of four home games makes much sense. He thinks that the potential expense or the revenue that's lost don't really make up for the fixture congestion, for the issues of fixture congestion and things like that. So that's the main thing that we've been told is that the issue of losing four home games is a really serious loss of revenue for Football League and has knock-on effects to the non-league section of football, depending on what changes are made down there. But that's the main thing that we've been pointed out, is the loss of those four games is really quite serious.
It seems that the financial side really is the big thing, isn't it? Those losses that could happen, the loss of four home games and the money that comes in from that, because it's not just tickets, is it? It's all about your programmes and the food you sell on the day and the merchandise that you can sell on the day as well. There's so many other costs surrounding what goes on with football. And I know Andrew Holt from Accrington has been saying that the new structure, if approved, would have costly financial implications for those lower league clubs. I was just about to raise this point, actually. He said they don't want to lose any games. They'd rather play 50 home games because they need the revenue. And you know, when we're talking about the restructuring of the league and those potential six teams coming up from the non-league structure. Are those six teams who may finish in good positions in that league financially ready to do it? And also, are the stadiums ready to go in the league? They might have to spend a lot more before getting in there and then putting them on a bad financial footing at the start.
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm pretty well placed to answer this. My team is a Vanarama National League team. I support Southport FC. I've done so for a number of years. So we'd be one of the teams that currently, if you took it on this season's league finishings, we'd just miss out on that cut-off to go up to this potential League 3. I think in terms of the stadiums that I would call, well, actually, first off, the issue there is it conference and national league clubs that would come up. There is some suggestion, and it's been hinted at that it's quite possibly Premier League B teams that would take those remaining six slots. There's also been discussion of Celtic and Rangers, but I think that's pretty unlikely. But I think that the top of the National League is actually, you know, is a very good standard of football. The stadiums aren't actually that bad, and I don't think the work required to bring them up to league standard would be that severe. But I think the main issue from a non-league perspective is the shift that it has actually further down the leagues. When you take six or eight teams out of the National League, they have to be replaced, and they have to be replaced in the league below and the league below. And that in itself is a really seismic shift to non-league that the Football League hasn't addressed. It's not addressed in that statement at any point. So it has knock-on effects for, you know, potentially hundreds of clubs. And I think that's the problem with these proposals, because they're so wide-reaching and they cover a number of issues and they affect so many people. They're actually, they want to vote on these proposals at the end of next season, this coming season. And I don't think that's enough time to sort of iron out all the details. And I think the correspondence, again, that we've got returning to it, there actually might be some appetite for a league structure, but the way that it's been released and the way that it's come out currently isn't acceptable.
Far from being sensationalist with this right now, I don't want to go into that kind of territory, but if this goes through and you know, looking at the sort of feeling that I'm getting from fans and looking at the, you know, the polls and whatnot on your website and other places as well, it seems that it's going to be a bit of a non-star. It seems that a lot of the clubs and the management of the clubs are against it, but if this does go through, and we talk about these, you know, the smaller clubs, the ones at the bottom end there, do you think this is almost like a chance that a lot may go out of business?
It's quite possible. I must admit, I honestly don't know. There are so many different scenarios that could play out if these plans went ahead. To say that some of them that could possibly go under or aren't ready for the potential changes that are going to be thrown their way, it's a fair assumption. It will affect the costings and the revenue and outgoings of an awful lot of clubs. A lot of them, if the plans go through, and I do think that's quite unlikely. I'll go into that in a minute. I think the financial effect it will have on these clubs is going to be very, very different across the board. It will depend what league the clubs are playing in. It will depend on their regular attendances. It will depend on their midweek attendances. It depends on broadcasting deals. So there's so much that really ties into that. It is quite possible that some of them won't be ready for the changes that are expected of them and will go under. The reason why I say that I don't think the plans are very, very likely to go ahead, the Football League has to have 90% of its Football League clubs voting in favour of it, which I think is 65 out of 72. Now, even with the number of chairmen and club hierarchy that have come out and spoke against these proposals, that in itself seems very, very unlikely. So I don't think the proposals will go through unless there's serious changes before a vote takes place at the end of next season.
I think there is a lot of ground still to cover, isn't there, from the Football League and, of course, the chairman and owners of various clubs who are going to be sitting down talking about this. There's going to be a long way to go before we get any real sort of actual structure, that something may change very, very soon. But let's hope that more answers come out along the way. James, thank you very much for joining us, and make sure you check out their website as well, against league3.co.uk. go and check it out online, and we'll make sure you get their Twitter on there as well. Check all their kind of stuff out and what they're doing with their poll. James, thanks for joining us, really appreciate it today.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.